Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, today's cattle futures market bounced into the close here. We were up 207 in the August feeders at 159.40, so it's quite a good rally there. The September's at the end up $1.87, up 160 at 161.90. They were unchanged and real quiet for the first 3 or 4 hours of trade today. Right before the end, they started getting some support. Live cattle, on the other hand, were just barely higher, up 2 in the August at 119.30. The next month out, October, up 12 at 125.57. Technically speaking, the August live cattle are below the 20, the 50, and now the 100-day moving average with yesterday's close. But we've been down here before. We were below all three in April and a little bit in May. But we're back down here. Some people are calling for some support because there is a trend line that goes along the bottom of these lows. So we'll see what happens. Box beef has been inching down. It was down at midday today. It's at 279.56 for choice, down 241. Select down $1.55 at 258.51. But still high relative to where the cash trade is. I think we've seen 122 or so this week. Cash trade, which is of course above where the August live cattle are. They've really struggled and traded sideways for quite a few months now. So we're hoping that we work through some of this excess supply and then move on higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, today's grain futures markets, we're going to finish mixed here. We had corn under quite a bit of pressure. We were down 10 cents on the December at 513 and three quarters. They did bounce off their lows. The lows today was 507. Some people are looking for that $5 level to be support, but we didn't quite get there and bounce back before we got there. Beans, on the other hand, up 7 in November at 1326 and a half. That was 17 cents off their lows. Kansas City September wheat up 5. The September Chicago wheat down 5. So those two have been coming together here. The Kansas City traditionally is over Chicago. A couple weeks ago, the July was out about 50 cents. Currently, the September is around 20 cents. September Kansas City is around 20 cents below the Chicago wheat. Cotton today was up about 76, 87.64. To start next week, we've got a USDA report on Monday. It's a regular monthly report. It's going to give us corn and bean production numbers, and then also ending stocks for old crop and new crop. It looks like production for the corn is estimated just over 15 billion bushels. Last month it was 14.99. Soybean production somewhere around 4.4 billion last month it was just over 4.4. So not a whole lot of changes. That report's Monday, 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.